right, welcome to Talking Sports with Dan and Ross. That's the new. That's our show now.
We'll change the format.
Because Dylan's not here. We're permanently switching to this format.
Just because of today's traffic.
Yes. We're going to talk about the NBA draft lottery, the NBA playoffs as they continue. We'll talk about hockey a little bit, maybe some baseball. I don't know. Maybe some lawn games, apparently.
We're just going to sling shit against the wall and see what sticks.
We're just going to do it. But before we do, you're going to go to manoutfitters.com and check out all the great menswear that we've got in store. If you prefer to shop on your mobile device, we've got an iTunes and an Android app. Just search Man Outfitters in those respective stores. Go to Man Outfitters to buy great brands like Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Cole Haan, Ruka, and Sperry. Summer's coming up. It's hot. You're ready to go to the pool, the beach, vacation, whatever. We've got great swimsuits, t-shirts, and stuff for you to wear in the heat.
Oh, no, you want to just record a podcast. You can just wear the outfit I'm wearing now.
Yes.
All Man Outfitters.
It's great clothing for recording a podcast, as pointed out by Dan. Use the code BACKDOOR, one word, BACKDOOR. Is that the correct code?
That is the correct code.
For 10% off your entire order at manoutfitters.com. You heard it here. 10% is one-tenth. That's $10 off of a $100 purchase. So use that code, BACKDOOR, buy yourself some new clothes. You look like shit, and it's wrong.
You do. You're in a rut right now.
You need to get out of that rut.
You get some new clothes, you get out of that rut, and you know, maybe things will start looking up.
Get some new clothes, watch a couple porns, you know? That's how you get out of the rut. Dig yourself out of that hole at manoutfitters.com. Use the code BACKDOOR. All right, let's talk about the draft lottery. The most exciting night in sports of the whole year.
For Philadelphia, at least.
For everyone. Yeah. I think everyone would agree. Every human would agree, I think. What were you saying about the draft lottery just a moment ago?
Okay, so like everyone that represents their team in the draft lottery was just like visibly...
Depressed to be there?
No, like stoic. Like they were just like, God, like... Why, I hate being here. I think it's because everyone gets in the draft. They've been in the building or at least in that room for hours.
Yeah.
And they're just like, let's get this shit started. Come on. Except Magic Johnson. He had this like huge smile on his face the entire time. He had this little back and forth with Joel Embiid. It was like, I don't think he knew where he was.
Once you've beaten AIDS,
everything is just great.
It's yeah. you're playing on with house money at that point.
That's true.
How could you not be smiling?
Him and, of course, the cocksucker from Boston, the, like, part owner.
Fuck that guy.
That motherfucker.
Everybody from Boston at this point. Something bad is coming to those people.
I don't know. I mean, another L for Boston, you know.
Can't they catch
a break? Can't the good people of Boston catch a break?
They're in the Eastern Conference Finals. They got the number one pick in next year's draft. They potentially have the number one pick in the draft after that. Thank you, Brooklyn Nets.
Thank you, Billy King.
Where is that guy now? Is he employed somewhere?
Billy King is still the GM of the Nets.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, I don't know why you would fire the guy for destroying your entire franchise. It wasn't in a good spot as it was.
That's true, but who's the Nets owner? His name's like Prokhorov, the Russian
yeah.
dude.
Well, yeah.
Didn't he say if he didn't...
Nikolov Prokhorov?
He like he threatened to get married if he didn't win a championship in 5 years. I think the time's up, man. I think it's time to get on that knee.
He needs to, does he even come to, remember when he bought the team and he was like always over here in the States and shit, like showing his, he's tall for a Russian guy.
Right, he was always around when they made that trade for KG, Paul Pierce, Jason Terry.
Yeah, now he's completely disinterested. I never see him anymore.
Just to be clear, Billy King is no longer the
GM. Oh, it's
GM.
Not? Okay.
I think he's on NBA TV on occasion, but his Wikipedia page is pretty hilarious because the last line of the intro says, he is best known for destroying the Nets in the Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce trade.
That is fantastic.
Also, former Philadelphia 76er great.
Prokhorov's full name is Mikhail Dmitrievich Prokhorov, which is the most Russian name you could possibly come up with. That's incredible.
Right.
And if he doesn't have mob ties, I'll eat my own foot.
No, he does. And he definitely doesn't even like pay attention to his team anymore. I think he just has moved on.
Yeah.
And that's what... the Brooklyn Nets as a franchise need to do. They need to move on. They need to like pack up shop and just move to a new city, like start fresh. Because once you make this trade,
it's over.
They gave up like 20 first round picks just to get like the 2008 Boston Celtics.
Yeah, they went. I mean, in theory, what they were trying to do was sort of a good idea, but it backfired horribly. And I mean, they were all in.
They were like, oh, this is a championship team a few years ago. Let's get these guys at the tail end of their careers.
Let's get Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Jason Terry. And in order to get them, let's leverage our entire future. They went all in and they lost. It happens.
It might have been a win, though, because they got rid of Chris Humphries. They're like, we don't need that headache anymore.
He was the best thing that's ever happened to them. He was the only thing that made the Brooklyn Nets relevant. Chris Humphries.
He's like, oh, well, the Kardashians might be around.
And you can't blame Prokhorov. He's worth $9 billion. When you're worth that much money, sometimes you buy a toy that breaks. And this toy's broken, you fucking leave it. You don't keep playing with the broken toy. You go buy another toy.
Right. But I'm still going to think Billy King is the GM of the Nets because, like, they're always going to be this bad.
Billy King will always be the GM of the Brooklyn Nets in your mind.
Yes.
Who else? What? Nobody? Did anybody move up in the lottery?
All right, so the
Lakers moved up, right?
The Lakers, I think they beat out.
Well, I know they needed to end up in the top three
to keep their pick
because of the result of a 2012 trade with somebody
To get Steve Nash.
Which that in hindsight would have been a fucking disaster.
Well, here's the thing: their pick, if they fell out of the top three, would have went to Philly. But because it didn't, we now get their unprotected pick next year.
Okay.
Which could still be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because hopefully, I mean, they're going to go Lonzo Ball, and they're going to get LeVar, because it's a package deal. And hopefully LeVar, and I don't know, I mean, they're a good young team. They have a lot of, like, prospects, but they're not going to be necessarily good next year. So, yeah. It could all pan out for the Sixers.
The Lakers are not going to be good next year.
No. No. I'm just really hoping they don't somehow sneak into that 8 seed.
And watching the Lonzo LeVar Ball train wreck is going to be the greatest thing in the world. You got to give props to LeVar. He called all this shit
in LA.
Now, everything has worked so far.
Is like something's up there. Is LeVar part of the Illuminati?
No, he's just a genius.
Is that what it is?
He's playing us all like chess pieces.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think he's. That's why he's the Illuminati.
They don't let black people in the Illuminati.
Jay-Z, Beyonce.
That's a different Illuminati.
Okay. Fair point.
Enough about the NBA draft. What did Embiid do?
There's plenty to talk about. I mean, Embiid, he had a little back and forth with Magic Johnson because like they were sweating it out before.
Okay, here's what it feels like. It feels like Embiid was getting way too much credit from Twitter and everyone else in the world because of how boring the draft lottery is. That just the fact that he was smiling and doing anything even remotely entertaining and energetic.
So I have an Embiid theory. And it's like, I still think he's like really great on Twitter. And like, he's funny on social media.
He's funny. He's a funny
dude.
But
like in person, everything he says is just funnier because of his accent. He has that Dikembe Mutombo factor.
And because of his face, yeah. Because he's a giant, goofy-looking dude.
Yeah, who's been in the States for, like, a cup of coffee, and he just can't speak really good English. So everything he says is just really funny because he has that accent, and we're just laughing at him.
Yeah, he makes really funny faces.
That too.
And he's got funny hair.
Right.
And he might be high.
Let's not throw that out there. He is a clean man. Although we do have to have an intervention with him with the Shirley Temples. Because if you do see to his left, he is drinking a Shirley Temple. Apparently, he drinks like those by the pitcher every night.
The fact that you know that is so depressing that I don't even know how to react to it.
No, it's a big thing in Philadelphia. It's a problem in Philadelphia. Like, it's known that Joel Embiid just puts down pitcher after pitcher of Shirley Temple every night.
That's not good.
No, you don't want that kind of sugar in your body.
That feels a lot like the Lamar Odom candy situation, and we all know how that ended.
Yeah, well, maybe he's trying to go out for that Marshawn Lynch Skittle deal, you know? Maybe he's trying to... I don't know who makes Shirley Temples, though. Is there a Shirley Temple company that, like,
gets sponsored by? It's like a mix of two things,
Grenadine,
right?
And Sprite, or...
I don't even know. I've never been a Shirley Temple guy.
Last time I had a Shirley Temple, I think it was like 10.
You know what it is that I don't want to drink a drink that's named after a small redheaded white child. That's not, just weird.
Also not a great movie.
No, not a good movie. One good song, Tomorrow, that's it.
No.
Name another song.
You can't.
Because it was trash.
It was a trash movie.
And nobody likes gingers. Nobody wants to watch your ginger child dance and sing. You know they redid that movie with a black chick?
No.
Yeah. Well, they were like, fuck this, it's 2016, we're going to cast a black chick as Shirley Temple. They shouldn't have done that to the black people of America. That's wrong.
Right. That just
don't drag them into this shit with us.
Yeah, you don't want to have like the whole black, like you don't need a black ginger, you know?
I don't even think they made her a ginger.
No?
No. Huh. So the whole thing is just weird.
Yeah, that's true. But with the draft, the way it panned out.
Are like, you sure you don't want to talk about Black Shirley Temple a little bit more?
I think we move on.
Okay. All right. Whatever you say.
Yeah, I mean, can Boston catch a break though? You know, getting that number one overall pick.
It's at the point where it is truly annoying. How blessed, #blessed the people of New England are.
The thing is, too, they're gonna draft Markelle Fultz, who is the perennial number one overall pick.
Yeah, I've seen that, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't know who that. I'm a huge NBA guy, not a big college basketball guy. I didn't know who that guy was until last night.
Okay. Played at Washington. Really shitty team. Can shoot.
That would be why then. Okay.
He's a guard. Can shoot. Take it to the hole. Got a mid-range game. He's pretty overall like polished offensively. Still needs to work on the defensive end. But like, nobody really gives a shit about defense in the NBA.
Right.
All right. Lonzo's going to be two. He's going to go to the Lakers. And
okay. Is
all
he that good to be a number two pick?
He's got great vision up the court. Good passer. Weird shot, but it's still like he was pretty consistent.
I know
college.
He's a good shooter. Just
but
like,
that shit should get swatted like in the NBA.
Yeah, he's shooting from too low.
He's like the Jim Furyk. It's like a Jim Furyk of basketball.
I've heard that.
It's not what you want to be compared to. It's very
Furyk's,
ugly.
Furyk's very rich. He made a lot of money.
You know, he's done well.
But he looks like Earthworm Jim.
That's true. And then three, it's real with the Sixers. It's really an open book. Like. Brett Brown says we're going to draft for need, which is not what you want when you're drafting this high.
What do you want at this point?
I think you got to go. I'm a big draft the best player on the board guy.
In the NBA, I am too.
Yeah, I think you stack talent and you just figure it out from there.
That's what Philly's been doing.
Because we need a guard and we need shooters.
How about you draft somebody who can stay fucking healthy?
I kind of like our red shirt deal. Because then we're always trusting the process.
How many in a row have you done this?
Simmons wasn't hurt coming out of college. He got hurt during summer league, and he was looking good in summer league.
Yeah,
putting English on the ball. he was a magician, but he's gonna they're saying he's probably gonna run point for us. So I'd like
what do you need? What holes are you trying to fill?
If we're going to go guard, I'd like to see us draft Monk. I want to stay as far away from Fox as possible. Both guys are from Kentucky. But I prefer Monk because Monk can actually shoot. Fox is just really fast.
That shit can backfire.
Yeah, he's a little under control. I've heard comparisons to John Wall, but he's just nowhere near the shooter of John Wall. He's so like kind of like a... We've been through this before with the Sixers, a guard that can't shoot with Michael Carter-Williams. Didn't really pan out for us.
That guy's just not good.
No, I don't even think he's starting.
He's not.
So I'd like us to avoid Fox at all costs. If we go best player on the board, we go probably Jackson from Kansas. But he has he's probably ready, the most NBA ready to come in and just contribute now. Good two-way player. I've heard comparisons to Andre Iguodala, which is good. But he's had a troubled past at Kansas that has kind of been swept under the rug by Bill Self.
What did he do?
Had an incident where I think he kicked in a girl's car door.
Okay.
Caused, I think, $3,000 worth of damage and threatened to beat her up. Thankfully, he didn't beat her up. But
well, there is a big difference between threatening to beat up a woman and beating up a woman.
This is true.
Because in a moment of anger, he could have said some dumb shit, like, I'll beat your ass or whatever. And Not that that's okay. It's obviously not. But there's a big difference between doing that and then acting on it. And a car isn't a living, breathing thing. You can kick a car. I don't care.
She was in the car, though. And I think the only reason it didn't happen was because she stayed in the car. So
Good move by her.
Yeah.
$3,000. That's a hell of a kick.
He's a big man.
Yeah.
Hell of a player, though. Ready to contribute.
That's not enough of a red flag for me to avoid him as a basketball player.
No, probably not.
And out of curiosity, I want to see how, you know, what other bad decisions can he make as a Philadelphia 76er?
You get him and Jahlil Okafor in the same locker room.
Yeah.
And just hitting the town, just probably beating up Celtics fans together.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah. And then we got a few other options. Jonathan Isaac, I've heard his name talked about from Florida State a lot. He's probably going to get overlooked. He might slip probably to maybe 5 or 6, but he could probably be a top 3 pick. And then Jason Tatum, too, from Duke.
Oh, God.
But these are all forwards. These are all bigger guys. And we don't necessarily need more height.
No, you don't.
No.
You have plenty of tall people.
But honestly, I think you definitely draft the best player on the board, and I think that's Jackson.
Well, do you have any other Philly draft talk for us?
No.
Thank God.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just trying to talk about. I'm not saying Philly per se. Talking some prospects.
No, that was very insightful. That was good. What? I guess we'll move on to just the NBA playoffs. Washington is done. They're gone. John Wall. James Harden to the fourth quarter of their game 7. I think he was like 0-7 behind the 3-point line in that quarter or some shit, like 0-11 overall.
Their bench only scored 5 points entire game.
John Wall had a really good game until the fourth quarter. He had a great series.
Put up 18, I think, right?
He got thrown under the bus because I think he was fucking tired. Nobody else on his team did shit. Things weren't going their way. They're in Boston. What was he supposed to do? I feel like people took the Harden thing. Like, Harden just truly shit the bed in game 6. Right. Game 7.
It was just, he just wasn't shooting.
No, he didn't. He didn't look like he was trying. There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. Like, Rockets fans are at their low point right now when the season has ended and other basketball is still going on. It's like the most truly depressing time of the year if you're a Rockets fan.
I mean, how about that story that came out yesterday from SI about James Harden?
Yeah, we can talk about that too. But there's conspiracy theories right now that Harden was either paid to basically throw game 6, which is just ridiculous. Like, come on. He just blew it. Just come on, people. Just live with the way it went down. But yeah, let's talk about Harden real quick because he's been accused of some pretty odd things in the past 24 hours. Tell us the story about what's going on.
Apparently, there's a story going out there that he paid a few of his guys to jump Moses Malone Jr. for talking shit on his Facebook.
Moses Malone Jr., yeah. Son of Moses Malone.
NBA great.
Former Rocket, which is a weird, I mean, it just all around, not a good look. I saw the figure $20,000 thrown out there.
Yeah, no, it was about something about Moses Malone Jr. was talking shit on his Facebook wall or something about James Harden's basketball camp and how he charges kids.
Because he
to
was
go.
Charging $256 or something for his basketball camp.
Which
and
I feel
Moses,
is pretty standard.
Yeah, it is at this point. And Moses Malone Jr. apparently said something on Facebook about how that was fucked up because it keeps inner city kids from being able to go.
Right.
But, well, first of all, why does James Harden care what Moses Malone Jr. thinks?
Is James Harden just going on, is Googling his name and seeing what pops up? He goes on Twitter.
Facebook doesn't even work like that. What is he friends with Moses Malone Jr. on Facebook? I didn't even know Moses Malone Jr. existed until I find out Harden paid some goons. It's just his boys. Like, I think it's just his friends.
He I don't think he's like a basketball player at all. I think he's probably working
just
like
some
a tech
guy.
Job. Yeah. Maybe out in Silicon Valley.
I don't know anything about him.
Nothing. Except that he got jumped by James Harden.
Except that Harden allegedly orchestrated a beatdown and a robbery.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hey. Oh,
hey.
I'm here.
Hello. You just teleported in right there.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I was on the road for an hour and 50 minutes. 1 hour, 50.
Is that traffic, man.
Two accidents.
Is that not your usual commute?
No, not typically.
A little longer?
I don't. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here though. Not, you know, I've been better, but I'm here. Didn't even interrupt your goon story there.
I see Moses Malone Jr. in a U of H jersey. So maybe he plays at U of H?
I
don't know.
Could be. He's got the genetics.
He's looking for $1 million in damages for this beating, which isn't great.
So this actually may have happened?
I'm pretty sure it happened.
That's fucking awesome. That's old school shit.
That's weird.
That's mafia style.
Yeah, but James Harden paying goons. He didn't get in himself to like kick Harden while
apparently
he was
he just stood by and watched.
Alone when he's down.
Well, you can't do that.
There's a lot of crazy shit that I've read, like unsubstantiated rumors and whatnot about this whole situation. But anyway, great month for Harden. Things are going
really
well.
One of the benefits of being rich is you don't get your hands dirty. You have other people do it for you.
I agree with that.
That's true, but how does he know like Harden has anything to do with it? Do they like Harden
he apparently was
regards or something?
No. I think he was standing like right there.
Oh.
Like staring at it.
Like, yo,
like pointing at himself like, I did this. I paid
grand to beat this dude's ass right now.
They were like, this guy James, he was like, that guy. Beat that guy's ass.
It's getting a little street cred.
No, it doesn't.
No?
No.
Does it make him look softer?
Harden's like a... No, he has no street credibility. He's not a street guy. This is a cool move, though. I like the move. $1 million isn't shit to him anyway. It's not like, you know...
That's it. Still a big hit. You don't want to... You don't ever,
I mean,
never want
to
give up a
nobody wants to cough up a mill, but especially not for... It's not like he killed a guy. This is going to be $1 million-plus ass-kicking he delivered to this dude if he gets, you know, convicted, which it sounds like he'll have to settle out of court. It sounds like it's pretty compelling evidence that he did this and might have been standing there, like, saying it.
I think we should start sending goons towards people to talk negatively about the podcast.
No, we should. That's a good idea.
I think we just start putting out, like, $50 hits on some of these kids.
Yeah, it's going to have to be small quantities of money. Because, you know, like, Movement Watches only pays so much.
Yeah, we don't have Harden money.
No, we don't have, you know, like a $250 million Adidas shoe contract.
We got Man Outfitter money, though.
We do. That's true. All the people using that code backdoor.
10% off.
Yeah, that 10% you get off, it actually goes into our Goon Squad account so that we can pay goons to do things.
So all you haters out there, keep your head on a swivel. Because we may come after you.
Also, shouts to all the goons out there who are just keeping it real. You know, that's a tough gig, being a goon.
I feel like it's a dying industry.
This PC culture explosion.
I mean, you got to support your local goons.
You do. It's put a hurting on the goon lifestyle, the PC explosion.
That's true.
If y'all could get one person, who would you get?
If I could... Hire my goon squad to
right.
go going, after one person.
Coming out of the office?
Who's
or
getting got?
Just in general.
You see anybody, man?
That's tough. I can pick one fucking person. I don't know, man. I really don't know.
Okay. We'll go back to it.
Maybe put a hit on, I don't know, Dak Prescott.
What? Fuck you.
No.
Come on, man.
He's a nice guy.
He seems like a nice guy, but, you know.
He's got the franchise on his back. Nice dude.
No, you don't want to give Cowboys fans an excuse. No, you let him go out there and have a very mediocre sophomore slump and go from there. I'm not worried about him. I don't think I would do Sports World.
No.
Probably not. I don't know. That'd be really hard for me right now. I don't have enough hate in my heart, clearly, if I can't just come up with somebody off the top of my head.
You're a softy, man.
I need to get back to where I used to be, angrier. But right now, I just don't have it.
You're in a good place. That's good.
Yeah.
You're murdered out today, by the way. Holy shit.
I am. This is my funeral outfit.
Black shoes, black socks, black pants, and like a charcoal shirt.
This is how I do.
Dude.
Fuck
it. Very ominous today.
It's for because I'm going to become a goon.
Maybe. You couldn't be more opposite of Dan, by the way.
No, Dan's
in
Hawaii.
Bright color.
White shirt.
Yeah,
white
we
shirt,
are an odd
bright
couple
blue
right
pants.
Now. We are an odd couple.
He's got a Phillies cap on. Just colorful as fuck.
Hell yeah. Good for you, Dan. ManOutfitters.com.
Good for old Danny boy.
It's all ManOutfitters right here.
Yes,
except
it is.
Phillies hat,
who makes that shirt?
This is a Columbia shirt.
That's really good looking.
It is.
I like it. I think the Instagram advertisement we put out actually got me.
That's great. Our ads are working on our own
our
people.
Ads are working.
That's when you know they're good.
I might have to cop, as the kids say.
Dude, Colombia actually has some really good shit now.
Don't say actually, like you wouldn't expect them to have good shit.
Okay, I'm sorry. No disrespect to Colombia, but like they didn't have shirts like this a few years ago.
They were just a standard fishing shirt with like the...
And now they've got some actually stylish, good-looking shit.
I'll fuck with that.
Good for them.
Good for Colombia.
I might go buy some right now. I'm going to the Caymans on Friday.
Are you?
Yeah. Family
then
vacay.
Fuck you.
I'm psyched. I need that shirt. Take off that shirt.
Man, I want to go to Cayman.
Let's talk about who's still in the NBA playoffs. You know what? Let's just not.
Because, okay. You know, Warriors.
This is over. What do we even... If we talk about the finals now, we won't have anything to talk about next week.
By the way, Spurs fan, me, I didn't even watch the game last night.
I don't blame you.
I didn't want to.
Why the hell would you watch it?
It was I saw the halftime score, and it just reaffirmed my decision not to watch the game.
I turned it on for like 2.5-3 minutes and wanted to die.
It was just stupid.
And I don't even have... I did bet on Spurs plus 13.5, which about 5 minutes into the game was very clearly not the choice.
What was the final score?
136-100.
Not good.
Yeah, I guess they led by 41 at one point, which is apparently the largest deficit in the Greg Popovich era, according to Micah.
And it was the biggest win for the Warriors in 69 years.
How many?
69.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, too much firepower.
Micah, do you have anything to say about the Spurs?
Yeah, just real briefly. Like last week when Mia and Ross talked about the sadness that sports can bring you, and we recorded Friday instead of Wednesday, I didn't figure that 3 days later I would feel that same sadness. My team had just beat his Rockets. I was riding pretty high.
Welcome.
Saturday was the single most demoralizing sporting event that I can remember in any sport, and I've been a fan for a long time.
Sorry for like your 50 championships over the last 10 years.
Yeah, well, that's sort of part of it.
I don't think the math adds up there, but...
Well, when you go from a 28-point lead... And your best player is in the game, to losing that and your best player all in one fell swoop, that's tough.
Right. Before he gets hurt, you're thinking, well, we'll win game one. We'll sit him for game two. He'll be rested for Saturday. Now we got a chance to get it.
Now it's
And now
swept.
It's like the series is over. Manu is probably retiring. We may never see Tony Parker again. Just it's the end of an era, and it's just sort of crushing. And it's like Pop said when he went crazy on
Zaza.
It was Monday. Where
have y'all talked
like,
Zaza yet, by the way?
Not yet.
Where he's just like, you know, if we lose the game by 2 points, I go drink a glass of wine and not worry about it. But when you lose that way, it kills you. And that's where I am.
Yeah, it was a devastating loss. I mean, the lead that they built up, they were beating the shit out of Golden State. Worse than we've seen anybody. I mean, we haven't even seen anybody put up a fight.
That
really
doesn't happen to Golden State, basically.
Much less give them a beatdown. I mean, they were outplaying them in every aspect of the game. They came out and executed perfectly. And then Kawhi goes down and everything hits the fan.
It was a very high high to the
lowest low.
The lowest, like, well, fuck, this is over.
Yeah.
And as you guys said, as just an NBA fan, it's crushing too. Like, there's nothing to watch till the finals.
The games from this point on are just no longer interesting.
I do think Cleveland-Boston will be more fun than people are giving credit.
Right.
I really do. Because the Cavs, okay, yeah, LeBron can like single-handedly will his team to destroy you, but
A lot of rest.
Yeah.
They've had like 40 days of rest.
We got to stop giving him like 2 weeks off between series if anybody wants to have a shot against this guy. Like, this is just not how... The fucking Eastern Conference needs to get their shit together.
Just hanging out, watching games.
Like, come on. He's hanging in the hot tub, dancing around in the gym and shit, and putting up Instagram videos.
Popping in movies, watching it with his kids.
Everybody else is out there getting their ass kicked.
Is game one tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. Game one's tonight. In Boston. So Boston's got home court advantage. Maybe they can get
one. People forget that.
Oh, I forgot they were a one seed. That's ridiculous.
They are a big underdog. I don't know. Maybe Cleveland... Just kind of shits the bed. I don't know.
No, Dan.
I don't think that's going to happen.
They're not going to lose the series, but maybe they go six.
So in game one, Boston is +4 at home, which is, I mean, even that feels like a lot of points.
I don't know who you put. Like, who does Isaiah Thomas cover?
You got to hide him on the defensive end as much as you can. He can't cover anybody. He's a fucking midget.
Yeah.
He's a little guy.
Like, he can't guard Kyrie.
Him is just a little guy.
No. He cannot guard Kyrie Irving. He's half his size. And Kyrie, nobody can guard Kyrie anyway. Nobody that's his size can guard Kyrie.
And then Boston just doesn't have the size in the middle with Tristan Thompson and Kevin Love. Like, this is, they don't match up well.
And then, yeah, I wasn't really thinking of it from a matchup standpoint. And no, they don't.
Do you put Avery Bradley on LeBron?
I think you have to.
Marcus Smart? I don't know.
Smart comes off the bench, right?
But, yeah. But,
so he'll come off and guard LeBron when he's on the floor.
I mean, I think Crowder usually guards him, but I don't know. I don't know who.
Well, Bradley's their ace defender.
Jaylen Brown. But Crowder's bigger, isn't he? I think he's bigger.
Crowder's was Bradley 6'4"?
Maybe just his hair.
He's not a big dude.
Yeah, but no. Bradley's scrappy. I don't. He's he's one of the best defenders in the league.
Hey, shouts to the Longhorns from a Longhorn.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the odds on just series win, like to win the series, and I can't even find it.
Oh, a Longhorn is guaranteed to win a ring this year.
Oh, Cavs
That's
are
cool.
a minus 550 favorite as of Micah recording this
Boston
number.
Boston
anyway.
Is plus 425.
I'm looking at the odds on my the site that I bet through. I'm just trying to get through that without saying my bookie.
Your bookie.
And confusing anyone.
Yeah, I get, yeah.
My actual bookie.
The site that I bet through. And the Cavs, you could bet Cavs minus 2.5 games. The odds on that are minus 115. So you're not even getting positive money to bet the Cavs minus 2.5 games.
Wait, what do you mean 2.5 games?
Meaning that they're going to win the series by more than 2.5 games.
Oh.
Meaning 4-1.
I thought you were saying, okay, never mind.
You're essentially betting that they're going to win 4-1. Yeah.
They're winning in 5. Minus 115.
Yikes. Yeah.
I wouldn't touch that, though.
No, I probably
wouldn't. I would side with Boston on that bet.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm sitting here saying that maybe we'll get a good series out of it. Vegas does not think that is going to happen. Hopefully they're wrong.
I don't know. Maybe it's that whole too much rest theory. Probably. I mean, that
has not panned out so far.
No, it's usually complete bullshit. But
we'll see how tonight goes. I think game one will be really telling. If the Cavs just come out and beat the shit out of Boston at home, Boston fans are going to pack it in and just kind of resign themselves to their fate. Plus, they just got the number one pick last night. They could very easily move on to next season and be just fine.
Yeah.
And then we'll get on to the finals, which we will not talk about yet. Although it is everything, you know, it might as well be a done deal at this point. We need shit to talk about later on, so we'll save it.
But I don't know, man. Boston, like we said earlier, they just have this weird...
If somebody's going to pull it off...
It's Boston. It's the city of Boston, yeah. They have this just weird aura about them that they just win championships. Like, I mean, they have no shot, but...
They're just blessed. Like, if they won the championship this year, if they're not going to.
Something's up.
But if some miracle happened and they did... I don't know what I would hate everyone that has ever been born in that city.
Or has even traveled to it.
Or even visited, yeah.
Does Boston, if they win the championship this year, become like Miracle Texas and the Leftovers?
For sports? Yes.
Everyone just goes there and just becomes a Boston fan?
Yeah, at that point, I think you have to get some type of nickname going. Like, you know, I mean, Title Town is taken, but that might need to be shifted over to Boston. If they found a way to win the NBA championship this year, we should just make Boston the capital of the United States.
Right.
Because we'll never lose anything ever again.
Fuck those people.
If both these teams sweep, which is possible, if not semi-likely.
Probable. Yeah.
The finals would not start for another 8 days after that. Because the finals start June 1st.
Yeah.
So it's best that we don't talk about the finals yet.
We are not going to.
We may be talking about it for 3 weeks.
I will say this. One huge positive. Like, the NBA playoffs get really rough in my house. My wife gets extremely tired of basketball being on our television, and rightfully so. She has the right to complain. It's three basketball games a night for like a month and a half so far. This is a nice welcome break for me. I don't need to watch either of these series. I don't give a shit about. I mean, okay, I'll watch game one, Boston Cavs, see how it goes. From there, I might not need to watch anymore, depending on how tonight goes. If Cleveland comes out and beats them down, like I said, but at least not having to watch Warriors Spurs frees up some time for me.
Okay, so if the Warriors Spurs game goes just four games, which it's going to probably, they started 3 days before this Cavs series, so they would have what, an 11-day break if they swept? Something like that? Go on vacation.
Yeah.
How are you going to kill 11 days? It's hard to stay focused in that time span.
Yeah, no, it's a dangerous thing.
Start booking some timeshares. You know, get that condo down.
I don't think those guys book timeshares.
Yeah, they don't roll timeshare.
That's more of a middle class thing, I think.
Shouts to Waterman Dan. yeah, no, they probably go back down to the Bahamas or whatever and go on the banana boat. Maybe LeBron with that 8-day layoff or whatever.
I don't think anybody else in the NBA is hopping on a banana boat if your name is not Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, Dwayne Wade, or LeBron.
That's what I'm saying. LeBron probably hits them up and be like, hey, you got some? I got some time off. Like, banana boat crew assemble.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think so. That's not a good look. Moving on to the NHL. Oh, first,
can I say something about Zaza Pachulia, whatever the fuck they got.
Zaza Pachulia.
What is he, Turkish? Where's he from?
I don't know.
Anyway, fuck Europe. Here's how much respect I have for Coach Popovich. When I saw the play and I saw replay after replay, I wasn't sure how intentional it was, if it was dirty.
It looked
fairly natural to me. He tried to make the block. He came down and he turned as he stepped. And I was like, okay, I can see how people might think it was intentional,
but
dirty.
He stepped and then he stepped again.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's stopping his momentum.
Hold on. I'm not saying it was or was not intentional when I saw it, but when Popovich went on about it and basically just called him a dirty player, I've never been more convinced in my life that was intentional.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that have come of that, and one of them is that Popovich has no right to call anybody dirty because he coached Bruce Bowen for years and years.
Classic move.
Historically considered one of the dirtiest players in NBA history.
Probably the inventor of that move.
Big bow tie guy.
Probably the guy who invented the move of going under
guys when they're shooting. At least revolutionized it.
At least made it popular.
Yeah.
Brought it to the
forefront.
Yeah.
It's a dirt fucking move.
Yeah.
It's a trash move.
I will say this about Pachulia. Questionable as that particular thing may have been, he did it in a natural enough looking way. If it was dirty, if it was intentional, he executed it in a natural enough looking way.
I agree.
Where you can't hold that against him. He pulled it off.
If
you got to tip your hat to that.
I'm not saying you can't hold it against him because it very well could have been intentional.
But you don't know.
It was very much intentional.
But he played it off. He played it off extremely well. If it was
intentional. That was the best intentional dirty move I've ever seen.
Well, because what Pop said, I'm convinced 100%.
No, he double-stepped, saw him roll his ankle, and just ran up the court like, oh, my bad. Like, didn't even faze him.
Yeah, I don't know.
He knew what he was doing.
Maybe he did.
Yeah.
I don't know. The NBA didn't find any fault in it. They didn't choose to punish him any further.
He completely
ruined
the series.
Just to quickly defend Pop, Bruce Bowen, notorious dirty player. He's been retired for 8 years. Like, people have to let that go. The league was different then.
Sure.
I don't know. Like, every time people just start screaming, Bruce Bowen, it's a little, you know, it's a little.
First off, I don't think it happens very often, but I do think the argument that Pop airing Pachulia out for multiple minutes in a press conference, it is a little, you get into some gray area there when it's like, all right, dude, like, pretending that Pop never sent Bruce Bowen after anybody is insane. Like, he surely did.
And I like to hear, like, last night I heard Jalen Rose's perspective on this, who's notoriously did this against Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
And he, like, it fully admits to it and just like, yeah, I totally meant to do that on Kobe.
Right.
And I think they don't talk to this day because he did that to Kobe.
Yeah, I don't think they have a good relationship.
But Jalen Rose justifies that, like, karma eventually took over because Kobe dropped 81 on his Raptors.
Jalen Rose just likes to talk about Jalen Rose stories, though.
This is true. But I did like to hear his perspective saying, like, he's like, yeah, Zaza completely, like, meant to do that. Like, it's fairly obvious.
Maybe he did, yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's fucked up if he did mean to do it, and I'm not the man to judge one way or the other, but if whoever is, you know, worthy of making that judgment in the NBA, if they can determine that he did or that in any way that it's even likely that he did that on purpose, they got to do something about it.
And on top of all that, it's just a fucking shame. Like, as a spectator, as a sports fan,
it ruined the
series.
The series
sucks now. Like I said, I didn't even watch last night. I had no interest in it.
Imagine if Draymond Green did that. Just the
people.
I mean,
would
it's
lose
a big deal now, but yeah,
damn minds.
This would be like the story for the next like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it really does help Zaza.
Like, he's got a little bit of a history, but, like, he's
not really.
He's not like Draymond Green.
He's not fast enough or clever enough. He just looks like a big dumb idiot.
He's white.
He's got a dumb face.
Also, his name is Zaza Pachulia. People don't even know what to make of it. We don't even know where he's from.
He's from Turkey. Wow.
Yeah, allegedly. Mm. We don't know.
Yeah, somewhere.
His name is Zaza. Who names a kid that?
Turkish people do.
It's a big Turkish name.
It's like a popular name there. It's like being named Will here.
He's actually a Turkish hero, so yeah, probably. At least like the last few years.
Do you know that Turkey spans two continents? You probably didn't know that.
It's both Europe and
I thought it was an island.
No.
Oh, that's classic Bill, man.
Let's talk Turkey.
It's like the
we'll talk Turkey?
It's like the buffer between Europe and the Middle East.
And yeah, now
it's where the Middle East meets Europe, and it can be a dangerous place.
And now talking Turkey.
Talk Turkey
this
to
This is
me.
A new segment of the show where you get into Turkish history.
Istanbul is in Turkey. A lot of people don't know that.
Is it still in Turkey?
Istanbul?
Yeah. I don't think the borders have changed in Turkey. No.
You know, I think I'd like to go to Turkey one day.
I don't think you want to go now. It's kind of tensions are kind of rising in Turkey.
You ever been to Czechoslovakia? The Czech Republic?
That doesn't exist.
Herzegovina?
Yeah, it's Czech Republic and Slovakia.
Are you just naming things? What is wrong with you? You know why I want to go to Turkey, though? For the baths.
You want to go take a Turkish bath?
Yeah.
I heard Istanbul is a cool city.
What is a Turkish bath?
I think you just go and guys have sex there.
Kind of just
is
rub
there,
it down.
Is salt involved?
You can bring salt if you want.
Okay.
What's your favorite country in the Middle East? I can't name very many.
What is my favorite country in the Middle East?
I'm a big Kazakhstan.
Well, Micah.
Wikipedia describes a Turkish bath as the Islamic variant of the Roman bath, steam bath, sauna, or Russian banya, distinguished, and this is my favorite part, distinguished by a focus on water as distinct from ambient steam.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
But is there gay sex there? Because
oh, always.
There is a focus on water in the bath.
I think it's fair play, like, in those kind of environments. It's not even gay.
I bet you Zaza takes hella
Turkish baths. Like, the Romans and the Greeks, when they used to have their bathhouses, like, everyone just fucked whatever. Like, it didn't matter, like,
yeah,
what
it
was.
Yeah, you just start grabbing and cranking things,
that's
you know?
What I associate a bathhouse with. By the way, that's a weird name for a place, but a bathhouse, it's just, like, weird sex stuff in there.
Because that's just history.
Anything goes.
Why would you go to a place called a bathhouse?
I wouldn't.
Unless you're trying to fuck somebody of the same sex.
It's just a bunch of dudes,
hey,
like,
not that
bathing.
There's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying, like, it's not my
men,
bag, baby.
Women, goats.
Like, yo, give me a hot tub and I'm cool.
To answer your question, my favorite country in the Middle East is Kuwait.
Why?
Kuwait's a good spot.
Have you ever seen the movie Three Kings?
Yes.
With Mark Wahlberg and, yeah, what's the most famous guy in it? It's not Mel Gibson. He's handsome as hell. Clooney. George Clooney. Clooney, Wahlberg, Ice Cube.
That's all you had to say is handsome as hell. We would have guessed Clooney.
I know. That's why I said it. Ice Cube is in there. That's a great movie. A lot of it takes place in Kuwait.
I've always been a big Uzbekistan guy.
Okay.
You know?
Don't know that exists anymore.
Micah, can you Google Uzbekistan?
All part of the USSR, I think, at one point.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
You know Egypt is part of the Middle East?
Yeah.
Who doesn't know that?
Yeah, it's
in Africa.
That's, I got a thumbs up on Uzbekistan, so we're good.
Africa, it's like, Egypt's like the border
Why
of African
still
Middle
exist,
East.
Though? Because it has like, it's old and shit?
No, I know Egypt exists. I'm saying Uzbekistan.
Oh, you're surprised that it's part of the Middle East.
It's not. It's Central Asia.
Egypt?
No, Uzbekistan.
Oh, that's not in the Middle East?
Part of the Soviets.
I always thought if it had Stan in it, that means it's definitely in the Middle East.
I think that's a cool, good like rule of thumb.
Sure.
We're going to stick with that.
I've never been good at geography, ever.
Oh, fuck me. Back to sports. Hockey's still going on.
It is. Nashville won last night. Go Preds.
Dude, they're good. I've been watching.
What an 8 seed.
They're an 8 seed?
Whatever the wild card is. One of the wild cards.
We don't even know.
No, they're like, the format's weird now.
Yeah, hockey's
weird. I don't hate it.
I enjoy watching a hockey game or two, you know?
And I like that Nashville crowd.
I've gotten more into it. I actually watched a full game the other day.
Yeah, I've
Penguins
watched a couple.
I think it was the Capitals game seven. Yeah.
Yeah, they lost. Yeah. But Pittsburgh and Ottawa are tied 1-1. Game three is tonight.
Yep. Nashville's up 2-1 on
Anaheim.
They
play again Wednesday.
Can we catch a Golden Knights game sometime?
They don't exist yet, right?
They gotta start
playing.
Well, obviously.
They get to I think they get to do one of those drafts where they just like
Yeah, they do.
Pick players off other teams.
Yeah, they get to just take guys.
Really?
I like that.
There's some kind of rules, though. It's not like just take whoever the fuck you want.
I mean, I think you get like a certain amount of protection.
You can't assemble an all-star cast from every team.
No, you don't get to take every team's best player.
Like, do you remember when the Jaguars and the Panthers started in the NFL? They did that? And like, the Jaguars in the AFC Championship game like 2 years later?
Yeah.
From like becoming an expansion franchise?
What is that called? A preliminary draft or a...
Expansion draft.
Okay. Yeah.
They just assembled an all-star crew. Like, Jaguars had Mark Brunell, Fred Taylor, Jimmy Smith. What a squad.
Oh, I got something special today.
Hit it with us, man.
So, shout out to our boy Evan, who sent in a special soccer stuff segment for us. Now, I'm going to read part of it and see how long we can go before we get bored.
I'm already bored, man.
Soccer stuff. This is from Evan.
We got to make sure Mike is still recording because he like is known to not like soccer. He's not a big soccer guy. Did you know that Micah, anytime the U.S. plays in any national soccer team, like any national soccer game, he cheers against the U.S.?
What?
They could be playing Iran. He'll be cheering for true. Iran.
I found someone who hates soccer more than I do, and it's Micah. And it's one thing I like about Micah.
You got to...
No national pride.
I don't know what that says about you as a human. But yeah, you got to defend yourself.
US. That's extreme.
Openly.
You got to hop on the mic, dude. You got to address this rumor.
It's not a rumor. It's a fact.
Yeah, just to be clear, all of that is true. I don't care if it's the World Cup or a friendly in Columbus, Ohio. I'm rooting against America every time.
So World Cup, you go out to the bar, you're rocking like Mexico colors.
Will you give us your reason?
I would wrap myself in a Mexico
North
flag.
Korea versus the United States. Who
North
you got?
Korea.
Why? I'm asking why, though.
Because like, soccer is a terrible game.
And you don't want it to get more popular.
It's a terrible un-American game, and every time we win, I feel like it gains a little more popularity.
Okay.
I love when Micah talks like this.
I got to say, I really like this
strategy. I just find it to be the most un-American of all games.
You're so right.
It's low scoring. It takes patience. Americans don't have patience. We like violence. We're big. We're fat. We're angry. We're violent. We have short attention spans. Football, the real football.
You forgot it. You forgot about the low scoring, the third world aspect of it, and all it takes is a ball.
Right. I mean, I understand why soccer's big in other places, but it shouldn't be big here.
It's un-American.
There's only like really 10 minutes of action in football games. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's perfect for us. We have short attention spans. We watch for like 6 seconds. There's a 35-second break. We drink beer, whatever. America is not a soccer nation. It should never be a soccer nation. And I root against us every time. That's why.
But soccer has like a continuous flow.
I love that take, except for I root for the United States because that's just a national pride.
Yeah, like I'm
a patriot.
Because you're a normal patriot.
I'll fuck with soccer every 4 years.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, the World Cup.
The World Cup.
As much as I hate soccer, the World Cup is fantastic because it's the whole world is involved and it's countries versus other countries.
You go fuck the rest of the world.
You go anywhere in the country, you go to a bar and you're just like openly hugging strangers. You're just like all about America.
I don't care if it's badminton. I mean, I'm into it if it's a world stage.
Sure.
You know what I
mean? The one thing I do like about the World Cup is that all the games last exactly 2 hours. Like, you know exactly how long they're going to be. But that also brings up one of my biggest issues with soccer. Is that there's no like public clock? The
right
the
with
time
extra time
is kept on the field. Why can't you just stop the clock when the ball goes out of bounds? Why does the referee have to do
Thank
that?
You.
Can't he have a fucking clicker? It's 2017.
Yep.
No, it just doesn't make sense.
It's a continuous game. Like, it just flows. It's supposed to be that way. It's 90
minutes.
But
there is this mysterious injury time. But
that they tack on. Yeah.
But
yeah,
why? But why not stop the fucking clock if there's an injury?
Yeah, well,
it's so stupid. That is so dumb, and you can't convince me otherwise.
You know what I love about soccer? FIFA.
Yeah,
great
FIFA,
game.
FIFA's
not,
the best
not
video
the organization, the video game.
Yeah, the best sports game.
I love it.
It's the best sports
fucking
game.
Fucking love it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get it. This is soccer stuff. Let's start talking about
it.
We can continue. I haven't even read it yet. It says, with all European competitions and seasons coming to a close, here's a comprehensive rundown of what you missed out on. And we're going to go by country, apparently. England, the Premier League. Chelsea, backed by the same white-clad, horny Dubaian investors that Instagram models vacation with, were able to fortify their defense in midfield over last summer's break and became the season's obvious champions from the virtual beginning.
They won the Premier League, yeah. I think they actually had a bigger win differential from last year to this year than Leicester City did last year. And Leicester City was like the biggest underdog to ever win a championship.
They had the Premier League Player of the Year, their star midfielder, and human silhouette. I don't even know what that means. N'Golo Kanté.
Oh, yeah.
He just looks like a shady character, I guess.
Human silhouette?
Shady.
What?
I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
Like a back alley cat.
He says that that Chelsea were able to bag the title after the bed shitting efforts of literally every other team in the top six of the Premier League. So good for Chelsea.
Good. One thing I like about the Premier League now is Manchester United rock Chevy on the front of their jerseys.
That is tight.
Do they?
Because they're owned by the Glazer family, which is an American family that owns the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, speaking of, did y'all mention that the NBA jerseys are going to have logos on them next year?
We have not, but that is true. I think five teams have...
Five or six teams. Like the Cavs have the Goodyear tire thing.
That's some idiotic jersey. Dumb shit.
Yeah. I think the Sixers fucked around with it this year with like StubHub or something.
Yeah.
We're just giving out free promos right now. But
moving on to Series A in Italy.
I think we're done here.
We got some famous old guy.
What is that? What is Series A? What the fuck is that?
Quiet down, sir.
Italian League One.
40-year-old goalkeeper Gigi Buffon and his young squad of overpaid Argentines and favela children.
We're losing listeners by the second.
I think this is racist. I don't know. I can't tell, but it feels racist.
We're ignorant, so we don't know.
Italy.
I don't even know. Calling a bunch of soccer players favela children feels racist.
Italy is super racist.
As long as we don't know it's racist, we can skate by.
He says. Oh God. Apparently, these people they're not gonna. I don't even know what team we're talking about. Not gonna win the title just yet. But he says he'd bet on them to win it with my bookie. We don't even plug them anymore.
No.
All right? Please, unless they're going to pay us, here's a stat. Juventus, that's a team, is 42-0 at home.
That sounds made up, frankly.
I only know Juventus because of FIFA.
42-0. Yeah, I know him because of FIFA, too. He says the Pats are 35-5. Suck it, Brady.
But is the Italian League even good? Like, I know the Premier League's good, and so is the Spanish League, kind of, right?
La Liga? Brady.
La Liga.
I don't think Brady's worried about
the German league's
Juventus.
Okay, I think.
Hey, shocker, we're going to talk about La Liga now.
God damn it.
No, I think we're done here. But
we
there's
definitely
more
to talk about talent.
Here's what you do. If you want to hear more about soccer,
hit up this dude.
You hit up our boy Evan.
He's our soccer plug.
I think he plays soccer at Texas Tech, if I'm not mistaken.
Nerd alert.
But you know, we've got you know what? If you want more soccer info, tweet it at us.
Or hit up PGP's own Will DeFries.
Or find a different podcast.
If even one person comes and says, "But why didn't you read the rest of soccer stuff?" Because there's a couple more things here I could have read that I'm not going to read from La Liga. And there's apparently a German league called Bundesliga.
Too many leagues.
Byron.
Too many Bundesliga. Leagues. There's also a French league called Ligue 1. I don't know what it's spelled L-I-G-U-E.
Yo, let's talk about Ligue. MLS.
Oh, no. Let's talk about Ligue 1 real quick. Paris Saint-Germain, that's a team. They sometimes referred to as PSG.
PSG, yeah.
They have been linked to a conspiracy theory that may explain their season. And this is the theory. Halfway through the season, the entire team had 3 rows of ribs surgically removed so that they could blow themselves on the field for a month straight and lose to teams of Premier League rejects and teenagers.
They got the Marilyn Manson.
I'm
going to
go ahead and say that I'm not going to buy into this theory.
Apparently, that's a conspiracy theory. They Marilyn
I don't think that happened.
They did the Marilyn Manson thing to suck their own dicks.
Well, if anyone's going to do it, it's the French. So
it is the Ligue 1.
The Ligue is going to have the dick suckers. If
you know
what,
we just slandered an entire organization.
No,
and a country
without even knowing who they are.
Yeah,
or anything about them. It's Evan. This shit is all on Evan. If you hate this segment, hit up Evan at Texas Tech. This shit is not on me. I'm just reading the piece of paper.
Hey, are they mid-season right now for soccer? Can we see how good the Texas Tech Red Raiders are doing?
Yeah,
let's
sure.
Let's call Evan out.
Also, AS Monaco. What the fuck does AS stand for?
Is that
Alzheimer's?
Ass suckers.
Is this South America?
Ass suckers Monaco. And their 18-year-old wonder child, Kylian Mbappe, have taken advantage of PSG's blowfest. That sounds like it could actually be a good thing, like Coke. Not that doing Coke is good. To rest atop the Ligue 1 table.
Mike is about to hit us with the
Oh, how are the Red Raiders doing in soccer?
Sorry.
Oh, fuck.
He got the women right.
Fuck it. Fuck it all. This has been Soccer Stuff with Evan.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in. Not yet sponsored.
I'm a big fan of the MLS. Because guys that are like...
MLS is trash.
I know, but the guys from Europe that are just way past their prime just come over and just finish their careers here.
I have to say this
like
again.
Kaka,
please,
Orlando
God,
City.
Give us an MLS team in Austin.
I was in Seattle one time. And
you
went. There are a bunch of people there in these like neon green Xbox like jerseys.
Yeah.
I thought there was an Xbox convention in town. No, it was just their soccer team.
Yeah, the Seattle
the Sounders.
It just says Xbox really big across the front
Sounders.
Of their fucking shirt.
The Seattle
like,
Sounders?
What's going on?
Yeah. I like the American soccer, though, in order to like relate with American audiences, they have to have like a nickname because I don't think like other like soccer teams, it's just Real Madrid.
Micah, you got a record for
but,
us?
But like yeah. Here, it's Chicago Fire.
Right. I don't have an actual record because men's soccer is not an official sport in the Big 12, so it's like a club sport.
Evan, come on.
But their pinned tweet from April 9th says they are champions. Doesn't say of what, but Tech defeats Kansas 5-1 to take the emoji championship back to Lubbock.
Fuck yeah.
But
hey,
it
congrats
doesn't say
on the emoji
championship.
Championship, man.
Yeah.
Evan.
So congrats on that.
Evan, you just won the emoji championship
Nerds.
In your sport.
That's big. Dude, it's you're out there in Lubbock. It just dirt fields, as far as the eye can see. You got to kick a ball around or something to keep from killing yourself.
Probably like a cow head.
I think you just stay really drunk.
A lot of slaughterhouses
or
there.
Or do drugs.
Well, that's the other option is to just do what everybody else does and drink and fuck your way through 4 years of college and
yeah.
in Lubbock. Get a couple stids.
And make fun of Evan and his crew kicking the ball around.
Anyway, soccer talk. We're
thanks,
done
Evan.
We're done with soccer talk. Thank you, Evan, for contributing
we
that.
Appreciate you, sir.
To our... podcast. You want to talk about a real American sport? Because I'll tell you about one. It's called baseball.
Yeah.
I think I know why you want to talk about it, huh? A little front running?
I want to talk about it because the Houston Astros are 28-12, best record in the league, and we're scoring like 28 runs a night.
Yeah, I turn on the game, or like I'll flip through the channels. I'll see the Astros are up like 12-1 every day.
Every night, a new fucking random guy that I've never heard of is hitting a grand slam. It's awesome. It's the best time of my life. I can only watch like 3 or 4 innings before I fall asleep, even when we're scoring 15 runs.
I'm a big Altuve guy.
Dude, he's...
I love that little fucker.
I don't know how you could not love that guy. He's everything that's great about life.
He'll fit in my pocket, and he'll hit a ball 480 feet. Not
good
really,
things come in small packages.
That kid's good.
To those who wait, is the saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll 5-4 of them.
No, our whole fucking team is stacked with hitting. It's like nobody's hitting above 300, but they all just crush the ball when they do hit it. It's great.
I think Roger Clemens is trying to warm up the arm again, maybe try to make a last run at it for
you
the
know,
playoffs.
I don't think he is. I think Raj might be out of pitching shape at this point.
Those
the
were Rocket,
my,
they
those
call
were
him.
My favorite Astros days is when like Roger Clemens
Roger.
Would take half the season off, but then he'd show back up in August.
Yeah.
And just be like, all right, let's make this run.
Let's try to get to the World Series so we can get swept by the White Sox. That was like the highlight of baseball for me.
Hey, I like that series because that was almost as forgettable as the Phillies-Rays World Series.
There's nothing like getting to the World Series and then just nobody even remembers that you were there because you got swept by the White Sox. God damn. Yeah, but things are going well for the Astros, man. I still can't watch regular season baseball.
Oh, I can because I spent $100 to watch the Phillies and their 14-21 record.
Dude, I can't even do it if I've got money on the game. I get too bored.
No, I mean I bought the package.
Oh, you literally
I bought
paid
the
$100
package,
for
yeah.
the. Yeah, I might buy the package for the Astros just so I can watch a couple innings a week, and like because I need to feel connected and like a real fan.
That's
so
really
that
all I can do.
It's so that when we get to the playoffs. Which you might not do.
We're definitely not going to.
Which you're not going to do.
Yeah.
It's well, you're wearing your hat, though, right now.
Gotta
support
gotta
the
support,
squad, bro.
Yeah.
You gotta do it. It's so that when we get to the
valleys.
Playoffs, I can not feel like a fraud.
Right. Like you can list 5 guys on your team.
Yeah.
Before
well,
the playoffs.
Realistically, you need to be able to name all your starters. And hopefully I'll be able to do that by the time the playoffs start.
Honestly, I don't even hate people that just kind of hop on the bandwagon for the playoffs.
Well, for baseball, it's tough, man, because let's not all sit here and pretend like we can watch fucking 194 games a year.
And I mean, some guys can, and shout out to them, but It's rough. It's a grind.
Yeah, shout out to the losers who can watch every baseball team their team plays. Every baseball game their team plays. Shout out to you, guy, who has absolutely nothing going on in his life.
Rangers are surging right now. They're playing well.
Sure they are.
Yeah, they're playing the Phillies. So
no family, no hobbies. All you do is watch baseball every day. You've never missed your team play a single game. If you watch every game your team plays in a baseball season, you're a serial killer.
Or you're a child.
Regular season baseball guy is a little nutty.
I mean, there's a lot of kids out there. I remember when I was a kid, I used to watch with my dad. I used to watch every game for the Phillies. Like when I was like, from like 10 to 15.
Every game? Or like did you just, it's one of those things where like, you know when you're little, when you're a little kid and you walk into a house, you think the house is fucking huge. And then you go to the same house 20 years later and you're like, oh, this house wasn't even that big. I was just a child.
Yeah, no.
Are you sure it wasn't that you thought it was every game, but
no,
it was
I
really
remember.
Like two?
I remember very clearly because Dan the Waterman would come home. He'd turn on the Phillies game. He'd get on his recliner.
Is this your dad,
Dan the Waterman?
For those who don't know.
He'd kick back, and he'd fall asleep by like the third inning and just start snoring.
See? Normal man, Dan the Waterman. And that is one the best use for baseball.
Is to just not
for regular season baseball, is that you can turn it on, and you don't really have to pay much attention.
Right, and you want to get away from the wife.
Sure, yeah.
So he just didn't want to pay attention to my mom.
I'm watching the game. You do whatever.
Right.
You make dinner. You know, you clean the toilets.
He's a blue-collar, hardworking man. Just come back, kick back to recliner,
and you can
turn on the game, take a nap.
You let the crowd noise determine when you kind of come to a little bit to pay attention for a few seconds
because
a home run got hit or somebody scored a run or got pegged or there's a fight or whatever. Yeah, and then you just, and it's peaceful. It's the best, really what it is. We've passed off baseball to be America's pastime. I use the word past one too many times in there, but.
It's America's nap time.
It is. And napping is really America's pastime. Is that's the pastime, is the nap. But we've disguised it as baseball.
Right. And the reason you have a child is to, like, when you come to, when something happens, he just gives you a rundown.
Exactly.
Because he's actually paying attention.
Because he's awake. Because he got all the energy.
Right.
And he goes to bed at 6:30 p.m. right after eating macaroni and cheese and peanut butter and jelly. Doesn't that sound good? God, I'm a child. I would eat the shit out of that right now if somebody gave it to me.
Maybe some cereal. Maybe some Captain Crunch.
Anyway, go Stros. Any other baseball news you guys want to discuss?
Cubs are 500, but it's not really a concern.
It's really early.
They're the Cubs. It's early. Phillies, 14-21 is probably the closest we're going to be to 500. So, shouts to us.
Hey, you hang in there with your badass mascot.
Hey, I'm a mascot.
Hey, how come there's a bullet point for the Stros and a bullet point for Dan's Phils and nothing for the Rangers?
Well,
man.
Rangers aren't necessarily good. I think they're bottom.
They're better than the fucking Phillies.
Well, they're the bottom. Yeah, still,
you need to either be really bad or really good to get talked about.
I mean, no, they're still bottom of their division.
I think we deserve a bullet point is what I'm saying.
You either need to be really bad, really good, or have just won the World Series.
Like, what's
those
the Rangers
are the three
record?
Teams
the Rangers
we talk
aren't
about.
That good. They're pretty. They're closer to the Phillies.
They're like 500 right
Rangers
now.
Rangers have won 7 straight and are now at 500. They're still
suck it, Dan.
They're still 8 games behind the Astros.
Congrats.
That's why I said surging.
Congrats on your 500 record.
7 in a row.
Cole's on the DL, too. You want a Rangers update. Cole Hamels on the DL.
Hey, there you go.
Be all right.
We've got some hotline calls.
Yeah. Let's get to it.
Let's do this.
We've gone two weeks. We don't want to go 2 weeks without hotline.
800-392-6344 is our hotline. Do we have any worthy of playing? We got one we're going to play for you here. You can call in, ask us a question, rant about your sports team or sport. I'm sure we'll get some guy who wants to defend soccer or baseball or something.
See, I don't think we will. I don't think we're the podcast for soccer. But I think they enjoyed our segment.
I wish people, again, I feel more educated about soccer now than I ever have in my whole life because of that segment. And I think there's going to be people who agree with me that was worthwhile.
I appreciate Evan a lot.
Yeah.
Again, thank you, Evan.
Evan, can we get a report for next week too, man?
I think we're going to.
Good.
I think we got to keep giving the people the information.
Can we
make
this
need
more of a monthly segment?
Evan, also, I'm sorry I made fun of you, man. That's just what I do with soccer. It's nothing personal.
He's used to it. He plays soccer.
That's true. Probably has
thick
skin.
He's a guy. He knows this shit. He knows in America this is what we do. We make fun of football.
It's cool to make fun of soccer.
I'm gonna assume he's not one of these guys who flops all the time too. He's like one of the guys.
No, he's the guy that makes people. He's probably headbutts people in the chest, much like Zinedine Zidane.
Is that why we suck at soccer as a nation? Is because when we get to like the World Cup, we just kind of don't fall.
No, we suck at soccer as a nation
don't grow up playing soccer.
Because our best athletes go play 4 other sports first.
Yes.
Yeah, but we're like this. We're like 10 times the size of like, I don't know, fucking Zimbabwe.
Yeah, Ghana. But Ghana. Okay. Sure. Yeah, we're 10 times the size of Zimbabwe, and 99% of our population eats more than 1% of their population because we're a bunch of fat fucks who run around eating burgers and McDonald's all day.
It's the fifth sport. I mean, it's the fifth most popular sport in our country. Like people, the good athletes, they play baseball, basketball, football, and up north they play hockey.
I can guarantee you there's some guy out there who was good enough to go pro in bowling or soccer, and he chose bowling because he was like, I want to smoke cigarettes inside.
Or do we coddle our soccer players too much with all these great facilities? Maybe they need to just grow up kicking like a dust ball on a dirt field.
You need to be playing as a child with a large rock in order to grow up to be any good.
Or like a smash beer can.
Yeah, yeah. That's how you know what? If you want to be good at soccer, if you're under the age of 10 years old and you're listening right now, go watch the movie City of God, which is a great movie, top 5 movie for me of all time. You probably never even heard of it because you're uncultured swine.
That's not in English, right? There's a subtitle?
Yeah, it's in the language that the Brazilian people speak.
Portuguese.
Go watch City of God, then go live in the fucking desert and kick around a cactus for 4.5 years. That's what you need to do right now if you want to be any good. Otherwise, you're fucking kidding yourself and wasting your time, and you're just going to let us all down. Because even if you get to be on our national team and we all get behind you as a country, you're going to shit the bed on the world stage, and you're just going to feel like a total wasted fucking time. Yeah, just don't do it.
They're not hardened. Like, our best player is like Clint Dempsey, and he's out making rap albums. He's too coddled.
He doesn't do anymore, but he did. He made some classic rap hits with Houston rappers.
We need like hardened guys like in Romania that just like,
right,
have nothing else going on, and they're just like living in like crumpled buildings.
You know what I don't like about soccer players is how good a shape they're all in.
They're in good cardio shape.
You think you're better than me?
Good
with
cardio.
Your fucking abs? Huh?
That's another thing. I'm not trying to run like 10 miles when I'm playing a sport.
Yeah, they're just skinny.
Get out of here.
Like, a skinny dude with abs isn't really.
Dude, you're talking about a country where our national pastime involves standing in a field and dipping.
What?
For 80% of the game, that's all you do.
That's American.
You don't move. You stand there and you dip.
And some of the best performances have been, like, on LSD or, like, people
that
are drunk.
Or by fat guys.
Yeah. David Wells, like, hammer drunk.
Arguably the most famous home run hitter in the history of the game, fat guy. Babe Ruth. Also, named Babe Ruth.
I thought you were going to say Barry Bonds.
No, he's not a fat guy, but he has a fat head.
He's very not fat.
Giant head.
Yeah, Barry Bonds is very, very big.
Well, he did steroids. Babe didn't have the roids to do. They didn't even exist back then.
Well, they had their own thing.
They didn't exist.
They had greenies and stuff, didn't they?
He had hot dogs and beer, and he hit a million home runs.
What's a greenie?
Greenies like that Adderall stuff that they used to have in clubhouses all the time. Speed. Yeah,
yeah, I think it was just meth before meth, basically. You ever seen Field of Dreams? Great movie.
Obviously.
Nothing to do with greenies. That's where I'm at now in my head. My head just keeps going. Kevin Costner.
What about it?
What are we talking about? Jesus.
Also, don't forget Babe Ruth played.
Oh. We're on the hotline. 800-392-6344. Here's our call from this week.
Hey, Backdoor Cover Crew. Scott from Atlanta. Hey, I was just curious. Hadn't heard y'all talk about the ESPN layoffs, and I figured this is a sports podcast. You guys are in the media business. Might have some hot takes, so just wouldn't mind hearing your thoughts. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Fuck yeah, dude. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Well,
dude, you got to feel for, like, 8 people I follow on Twitter got canned.
As a formerly laid off employee, I can relate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
they're going to get back on their feet. They're going to be fine.
No, I don't think ESPN's firmly on their feet.
I don't think ESPN's going to rehire any of these people. I don't think that's what they're going to do.
Be a great comeback.
Obviously,
story.
It's a company who, I mean, they're still king.
They
of
made
the
some really bad deals.
They're king,
yeah,
but
with
they,
the NBA.
They've been irresponsible with money with the fund allocation, obviously.
Yes. Fair to say. They made some poor financial investments.
And they're losing popularity.
They've spent billions and billions
of
dollars.
They're losing popularity. They're losing viewers.
Because
people
are sick of fake news. This is Trump's America. We don't want to hear your liberal bullshit sports crap. I'm just kidding, man.
It's not even that. It's just they spent way too much money on college football, basketball.
You know, I have
the
a
Longhorn Network is a thing that they dumped a lot of money into.
I have a question. So you're aware of the take that much of this came about because ESPN is too left-wing?
Too liberal?
Yeah, I don't buy that.
At no point in watching ESPN have I been like, man, this is really leaning left. I've never gotten a political feel one way or the other. Because it's not about politics.
Yeah,
no,
I agree with you.
It's because when they have a primetime NBA game, all the guys sit. Like LeBron, Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, primetime ESPN, 7 o'clock game.
It happens like twice a year.
Yeah, that's nothing to do with it.
Nobody's
this.
Watching those games.
And what does that have to do with politics?
No, I'm saying nobody's watching those games. That's why ESPN, like that's the real reason. Nobody's
I know, but I'm saying why do people think that ESPN is liberal? I know it's owned by liberals, probably, because it's media, and that's what happens.
I have just a couple takes on this. One, Clay Travis writes an article every month about how liberal ESPN is. He calls it MSESPN.
Who's Clay Travis, for those who don't know?
Fox News.
From
Fox Sports.
Outkick the Coverage at Fox Sports.
Okay.
And what's happened is the last, like, 6 months, and he does it every month, I think, like, probably on the same day of the month, it gets picked up by Drudge Report and Breitbart and like all these right-wing websites that get millions of clicks. And so he keeps publishing the same thing because it gets him sessions and page views.
Okay.
And his audience is the SEC.
These right-wing media people love like attacking people. The only thing that I think that people that are like conservative and could be upset, legitimately upset with ESPN is sort of like the Caitlyn Jenner is a huge hero thing. That's the one they always mention.
Okay, that one was bad.
They went over the top, but I think they went more over the top on that because they would get the Kardashians to show up at the ESPYs
because they were proud
of Caitlyn Jenner.
It's less of a political thing and more of a like a politically correct thing to me. Like that was them trying to be overly like, oh, look how forward thinking we are and politically correct we are. I wasn't like this is the political this isn't democratic. It wasn't like I just didn't see any.
I've never been inclined
between,
to not watch ESPN because of their takes.
Right.
We'll put it that.
Well,
way.
I have because of their takes and because of the shit that they run
political
and because of how
takes,
they
saying.
Beat things into the ground and because of shit like reporting on Tim Tebow like 8 years after he's lost relevance. Still, we're fucking listening to Tebow news still, but. Never because of the politics stuff. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Like, I just don't like ESPN because I don't like ESPN.
And I would never watch the ESPYs anyway.
Apologies to Taylor. She loves the ESPYs, but the ESPYs fucking suck.
They're not good.
And I do not understand people who get pumped about the ESPYs and make me watch the goddamn ESPYs. It's a fake award show with fake awards. It's stupid.
And I think
the fact that we bought into it is pathetic as a country.
Peyton Manning's hosting this year, I think I heard
yesterday.
Oh,
great. That's fucking fantastic.
Because he's got nothing to do.
If you watch the ESPYs, you are an asshole. That you are giving them what they want. We can't just come up with award shows left and right for no fucking reason. We already have awards for sports. Real awards like MVP and champion and world champion. And we don't need best dressed athlete of the year. Or most influential fucking...
Caitlyn Jenner won a fucking award.
She won...
After she ran down a man in cold blood in her car.
Which nobody talks about.
Nobody talks about the manslaughter.
Oh my God. Did she really kill somebody?
Yes.
Well, it's not called in cold blood. It was pretty
cold
accidental,
blood.
I'm sure.
All right, now, here, was it Caitlyn or was it Bruce?
It was Caitlyn.
And oh, I think, that's unfortunate.
I think he might have been an illegal immigrant, so nobody really cares.
So that's fucking, that
so that's
sucks.
It's sad.
That sucks. And I don't understand that about left-leaning America. Why don't you care about the illegal immigrants that Caitlyn Jenner murders?
Think about his family.
Also, one more thing while we're on politics. I just want to make sure that everybody out there knows that Micah voted for Donald Trump. That's all. The last thing we'll talk about today politically is that Micah's a huge Trump supporter. He wants to be sure all the listeners know that. And that you come at him on Twitter to talk about it.
He's so left-wing that he's right.
Yes. He went so far to the left that he came back around the other side. It's like how you dig, if you dig deep enough, you'll pop out in China. Micah did that politically.
Come call me an alt-left cuck at producer Micah.
He is.
That's at Micah Wiener.
Is the alt-left really a thing now? You're alt-left? You invented the genre?
No, I'm not claiming to be alt-left, but people on Twitter that don't like me call me alt-left now. So, and a cuck, of course.
Did anybody that we liked at ESPN get fired? Like, any of the big-name people? There was a few guys on Twitter that I liked that nobody else will know.
I mean, there's a lot of, like all the hockey guys are gone.
I'm not going to miss any of them.
Dude, there were some
good reporters. Like, the hockey guys are gone. They got rid of some baseball guys.
I think they kept some weird shit.
I think the biggest
shit.
Name was Ed Werder, right?
No, there was it,
that was a big one. But
Jay Crawford's gone.
They kept like women's water polo analysts or some shit because they were too scared of what would happen if they got fired.
Danny Cannell's gone.
R.I.P. to all the guys at ESPN that got laid off. They'll just get hired elsewhere.
Well, is there a lot of places that I mean they're going from like the fucking like mecca of sports. They're just gonna kind of have to settle.
They'll
for
find
it.
Other gigs, but
they will. But
not
it's not
like the
be.
Ones that they had.
There's not really that many jobs out there where they're gonna like have an equal.
How's Fox
standing.
Sports One doing?
I never
not
hear
as good.
About
like their ratings aren't great.
They still have Aaron Andrews. I don't think I've ever watched a single thing.
They have
they've
Skip
done.
Bayless.
They have Skip Bayless. Yeah, that's great.
And Shannon Sharp.
I only watch him when the football games I'm interested in are
Skip
on this
Bayless.
Show.
God damn, that guy sucks.
This wrapped his thing up.
We gotta wrap it up. Apparently,
you're not having fun. I'm having fun.
You don't. I'm having fun. I'm just, we're just being told we need to leave.
Well, I need coffee.
Shouts. Any shouts? Shouts to the Houston Rockets organization on a great year. I have recovered emotionally, and I want to thank the Rockets and Daryl Morey and Coach D'Antoni for a great year, because it was a great year. The most fun regular season I've had in my lifetime. It's a shame that it ended the way it did, but fuck it.
And again,
fuck it. Nobody, we weren't going to win the championship.
Right. Only one team's winning the championship.
Nobody's going to beat the fucking Warriors. Nobody's going to beat the Warriors. It's not going
to
happen.
No reason to like overreact and blow things up.
Cleveland has a chance, man.
Cleveland has a chance, sure, but it's not a good chance.
No, Cleveland has a good chance.
This is how bad it is at this point.
LeBron's great.
I think the Warriors are -300 to win the championship right now. So you could put down $300 to win 100, and I'm actually considering it.
No.
And I hate betting futures.
Honestly, I'd take like whatever the Cavs are now, like put money on the Cavs because you're going to get some good odds.
Dan, you have the best player in the world.
And yeah, like you.
Sure,
it's LeBron.
They do.
I hate
but
LeBron, but
the
it's
Warriors
LeBron.
Have like three of the next five.
True.
Which is not great.
Yeah.
True. And they have Durant, who could arguably be the best player in the world if you were going to make an argument. The only person that you could argue with against LeBron right now, I think, is Kevin Durant.
But could you make the argument the most clutch player in the entire series? If that series happens, I mean, it is, but. Is probably Kyrie.
Probably, but I don't know. The clutch argument is still it depends what you consider to be clutch. Because I hate people who always bring up like Kobe wasn't clutch because he was 2 for 46 in his last second shots in the span of however many years. What, like, dude, that's not necessarily everything that goes into it.
Yeah, but I also think
people love to bring that shit up though.
Cavs are much better than they were last year too. I mean,
you really think so?
Kevin Love was like a non-factor in the series, like the series last year. He was kind of just like they were sitting him on the bench. I mean, he showed up, I think, game 7 on defense,
dude.
But he was a non-factor. He's a much better player this year.
He wasn't a non-factor in the series
offensively.
It just feels like he is a lot of the time because A, he's a white guy. B, he's just standing on the perimeter and shooting threes. He defensively is a lot better than people give him credit for. And he's playing behind two guys who are better than him, LeBron and Kyrie.
Right.
So
I just think last year's
confidence
was shook, and he was just kind of like trying to overcome that. He's finally got it back. He's got his game back. And I mean, you got some pretty big acquisition or I can't even say that
word.
Acquisitions from like from middle of the season with Kyle Korver.
We're doing exactly what we said we wouldn't do. We're ruining shit that we're going to talk about later on.
We'll save it. All right. Shouts to the guy that said. That I shouldn't complain about the state of Philadelphia sports because Villanova won a championship 2 years ago.
Who said that? He must be from like Bosnia or fucking Somalia.
Because I apparently should own Villanova Wildcats as a professional sports team in Philadelphia. Even though
shouts to the Texas Tech Club soccer team.
Yeah. Shouts to Tech Red Raiders all over that aren't playing soccer too.
Yeah.
Just all of them. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Follow me at WR Bolin. Follow Dylan at DShiverer. Follow Dan at Dan_Regester or just at Dan Regester on his other social. Dylan, yours is all the same now, right? Just D Shiverer.
Yeah.
We don't need to say more.
Right.
Mine's at WR Bowling everywhere. Like I said, we're at Backdoor Cover on Twitter. Leave us a review wherever it is that you listen to your podcast, especially if you're on iTunes, because we need them shits. And shouts to Mia Khalifa, who Washington sports failed her
again
in a 48-hour span twice, pretty badly.
Just to rompers.
No.
I'm all in.
No, we're done. We're done here. We're leaving.
It's romper season.
Goodbye. We'll see you next
season.
Week.